The Gemara said that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Chava to Adam, says the pasuk, "Vayivan Hashem alikim es hatzela asher lokach min ha'adam le'isha, vayiviyeha el ha'adam." Zokti Gemara, what do you see from here? Melamed, sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shespinus la'adam arishan. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, bechvoidoi va'atzmai, got involved in the wedding of Adam and Chava. Mikan, you see from here, legadol she'yase shespinus la'katan. That it's okay for a gadol to get involved with the shespinus of a katan. Right? Sometimes a person thinks, so it's in elafichvoidi. This is, let somebody else deal with this. This is not for me. When it comes to shespinus, there's no such thing of in elafichvoidi. Al yeraloi. How do you know that? You learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayiziyeh hal adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvoidi va'atzma. Like we say in the gadol. Melamed sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shespinus la'adam arishoy. And mikan, we learn from here an idea. Le gadol she'yasa shespinus la'adam. So what exactly is shushbinos? How do you define shushbinos? Shushbinos always means like the askonos as it relates to a wedding. So, Rashi, three lines from the top. Shushbinos, sheneshtado bechisunoi. You should get involved in the chasana. Lesamchoi, to be mesamech, the chasana and the kala. Ules asik betzorche suda schopo. And then get involved in the suda and all the tzorche achopo. Shushbinos is a Shem Klali. It's a general term that refers to and describes preparing the wedding, getting involved in everything that's necessary for the wedding. The point is, Melamed Shasa Kadosh Baruch Shushpinus Adam Arisha Mikan Legadol Sheyase Shushpinus Lekatan. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim for Abdavid Yoel Weiss on this Gemara, he says that could be this is the Makar. This is the Makar that you find that there were tzaddikim that were involved in Shidduchim. They used to make shidduchim. Umi lanu gadol mi rabbeinu hamarilzal. So I'm reading from Abdavid Yoel Weiss. Shahoyim migdoli apoyskin v'toyfes yeshiva kol yomav v'hisparnes. How did he support himself? He was an enemy yagia kapoy. So what did the maril do for a living? What was his parnasa? Hisparnes mischar shatchanos. K'meshakasav hamaril hilchas chanukah. He brings that the maril himself talks about it in hilchas chanukah. Now this is something that he used to be involved. He used to make shatchanos and he would take money for the shaduchim that he made, and that's how he supported himself. So where did the maril come to get involved in shatchanos? He says could be from this gemara that when it comes to inyanei shaduchim, even somewhere on the level of the maril, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was oisah shushbinus l'adam arisha and kan l'gadol sheyasah shushbinus l'katan v'al yeralei. But I was thinking one ha'ara. There's a tshuva in the Chavos Yoyer. It's Simin Reishe. Somebody asked the Chavos Yoyer the following question. This person was a tsurba mirabonon. He describes him as a charith, ubaki, umasmid, but he was also very talented. And he knew how to play a lot of musical instruments, and he knew how to put on a good performance. And the question that he asked the Chavos Yoyer was, is it okay for him to go to weddings and to be mesameh, chas and kala, you know, act a little crazy? That was the question. What's the tzadnat? The tzadnat was that maybe it's a bizayin atayra. At the end of the day, there's an idea of kavod atayra. And for him to go to a wedding and start acting silly, maybe it's not okay. So he said that even though Chazal say chacham shemachal akfoydei kfoydei machal, but he came with a lumdus. He argued that maybe chacham shemachal akfoydei kfoydei machal means that you're allowed to be mevater on your kavod, but it doesn't mean you're allowed to be mevazi yourself. And the truth is, it's based on a rivash, and the Ramah paskins this way, that there's a distinction between being moichel on your kavod and being moichel on your bizyoinus, right? A chacham, a father is allowed to be moichel al kvaydai, but to be moichel al bizyoinus is not so simple. So this was the question. Is it okay for him to go and perform at a wedding? What's the shaila? Because even though chacham shemachel al kvaydai, but not al bizyoinai. So maybe this is a question of bizyoinus. If it's a question of bizyoinus, it's not okay. Or maybe no, maybe even if it is a bizyoin, but you're doing it, maybe it's simchas chasam akala, maybe it's going to be okay. So it's a very interesting tshuva that the Chavos Yoyer says. And the Chavos Yoyer says that he thinks that it's really totally in a machlokes rishonim. Everyone knows the halacha, that even though if you see somebody's lost object outside, you have a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, the heshev esav, to go ahead and return the aveda. But at the same time, there's certain people that are exempt. One of the people that are exempt is a zaken ve'ena l'chvichvaydei. If it's an older person or a tamud chacham, zaken means zesha kana chachma. If it's ena l'chvichvaydei for this person to be walking around with this aveda in the street, so the halach is, he doesn't have to return the aveda. Here's the question. What happens if the zaken ve'ena l'chvichvaydei decides that he wants to go l'fnim ashur sadin? He wants to be a bal nefesh that's going to be machmer. He wants to return the aveda. Is he allowed to return the aveda, or is he not allowed to return the aveda? So it's machlokes rishonim. The Rambam shita is that if a zokin sees an aveda, even though it's in a lefich voidoy, not only can he should. In bal nefesh hu yachmir v'yoshev aveda. It's a lashon haRambam. It's the right thing to do. It's actually appropriate for him to do it. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says no. Zokim v'ena lefich voidoy means it's not bakovedim for him to do it. If it's not bakovedim for him to do it, presumably he's a Talmud Chacham. There's a question of kavod ha'Torah. You can't go ahead and be mavazi yourself. It's not going to be okay. So said the Chavis Yor, at first glance it would seem that it's a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh, that any time a Talmud Chacham finds himself in this situation, where it's a question of being moichel al kfo, forget about Bezioina. It's a question of being Meichel HaKvoida. You don't have to, but at the same time, I can. Should I or shouldn't I? The Rambam and the Rosh seem to have seen it differently. The Rambam held that a Zaku Veinu Lefich Voidoi, if he's a Baal Nefesh, he would be Machmer, and he would go ahead and return the Aveda. What do you mean? Covet HaTorah? Be Meichel on your covet. There's an idea to be Meichel on your covet for somebody else's Cheshvin. The Rosh held, no, it's not okay. No, there's an idea that you have to be Mechaber Talmud Chacham. There's something called Covet HaTorah. And who said just because you want to go ahead and you decided that it's fine, that it shouldn't be a problem? It's interesting, the Bir Halacha in Hilchah Shabbos Simin Reish Nun, a halacha that we discussed many, many times when we learn Masechta Shabbos, quotes this Chavis Yar. The context is preparing for Shabbos. And the Mechaber famously says, Yishtad lahachim ba'atzmoy. A person should make it his business to try to prepare for Shabbos for himself. Shum dover l'tzarchei Shabbos, k'dei l'chavik, ki Rav Chizda hoya mechatech hayerek tak tak. For Rabbi Rav Yosef hoya mevakim eitzim. For Rab Zera hoya madlika ish. For Rab Nachman hoya mesakin habayis. Umachnes kevam atzrichim l'shabes umafanei klichar. Umehem yomad kol adam, says the Shulchan Aruch. For lo yoyim, our person shouldn't say lo yefkan kvoidi. Don't make that cheshbon. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, ki zehu kvoidoi shemechaber es ha-shabes. A person's going to think, Rabbi, Rab Yosef, Rab Nachman, Rab Zera, I'm going to prepare for Shabbos. I'm Mesharsim. Let they prepare for Shabbos for me. I'm learning Torah. It's ein olafi kvoidi. Says the Mechaber, you should do it anyways. Why? Ki zehu kvoidoi shemechaber es ha-shabes. Because you think that you're actually compromising your covet by going ahead and being mechaber the Shabbos. Just the opposite. Ezel mechuber ha-mechaber es ha-briyos is true for Shabbos also. When you're mechabed Shabbos, you're a mechabed. Ki zeh hu kvoidei shemechabed ha-Shabbos. Zok to Bir Halacha, why did the Shulchan Aruch need the shtickle Torah? Ki zeh hu kvoidei shemechabed ha-Shabbos. Why can't you do it? You're not allowed to? Let's assume it's not bakovedik for Rav Nachman to be preparing for Shabbos. But he could be meichel al kvoidei. Why is it a problem? Zok to Bir Halacha, says the Chofetz Chaim, the reason the Mechaber added this language is because he was coming to address the Chavis Yar's tshuva. Because the Chavis Yar had a whole tshuva where he said it's not so poshid. Like, it's the Rambam and the Rosh. It's not so poshid for a zokin that's ein lefi kvoidei for him to say that I'm going to be meichel al kvoidei. The Rambam said, yeah, bal nefesh should be machmer. But the Rosh held just the opposite. A zokin ein lefi kvoidei sees an aved on the side of the road, don't return it. It's actually not okay. So why over here is it fine? L'chura, how's the Rosh going to be miyash of all these different Amiram that did it? The teretz is because this wasn't b'chlal a geder being moichel al kvoidon. Ki zehu kvoidon shemechaber ha-shabes. I mean that zehu kvoidon shemechaber ha-shabes, it's going to be different. But says the Chavis Yor, I have one problem with the Rosh. I have one problem. It's a Gemara Masechtas Ksuvas Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Lohi, when he would see a chassan and a kala, he would start dancing and he would do all these. It's a mafurish Gemara in the beginning of Perik Ishishen Es Armelo, and he would dance in front of the chassan and the kala. So says the Chavis Yor, tzarich iyun on the Rosh. Either way, the Chavis Yor was asked the question, this Talmud Chacham, who's a Tzur b'Mirabanon, he's a Charif, he's a Baki, he's a Masmid, and he knows how to make Freilich at a Chasana. And the question is it okay or is it not okay? He said, my Muschorishan is, it's the Machlaik, it's Rambam and the Rosh, the Zokim Vein Lefich Voidoi. Is there an idea to be a Baal Nefesh and to return it anyways? Or maybe not? The Bir Halacha, it's Simin Reish Nun, regarding the different Amiram when it came to preparing for Shabbos, but the Chavis Yor says, I have one Tzorich Iyun. At the end of the day, as much as I'm tempted to say it's a machlekes Ram in the Rosh. L'maisa have a mefurish gemara. Rabbi Yehuda used to make freilach. So if Rabbi Yehuda used to make freilach, presumably it is okay. Why? I don't know. Tzarechi. It could be. Maybe the teretz is the gemara that we just learned. Maybe enochinami, ordinarily for a zokin, that's enolafich foidoi, for him to go ahead and to be mevatar on his covid is maybe not okay. But we just learned the gemara, where the gemara says, Vayviel Adam, melamit she'asa kodesh baruchu shushbinus la'adam arishon. And what do you see from there? Mikan legodol she'yasa shushbinus la'katan va'al yera loy. And what does shushbinus mean? She'nishtado bechisunai l'samchoi u'lisasik b'tzor chisunas chupo. So yesh
Shloimar, making Freilach et Achasen is included in Lusamchai. It's included in the Shushbinus. It's a Mephurish HaGemara. Malamit Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushbinus Adam HaRishoy, Mikan L'Gotl, she asked Shushbinus L'Gotl, Val Yeroloi. Just like by Shabbos, there's no Cheshbin, says the Shulchan Aruch, why? Ki Zehu Kvoidosh in the Chabedes HaShabbos, so it's not a Tzushtel, says the Bir Alocha, to that Machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. It could be when it comes to Yonei Chasen, or Rabbi Yehuda, getting into the circle, and making Freilach, even though he's the great Rabbi Yehuda. He's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Meir's Malpuk doesn't matter. But when it comes to Inyanei Chasano, this is a gather of Shushbinos. Shushbinos is different. And because Shushbinos is different, maybe this is already, maybe this is different based on this Gemara over here in Erev in Daf Yudches on the base. Maybe this is a terrace to the Tzarechi and the Kasha, the Chavis Yar, and Shalos, the Chuvis Chavis Yar, Simon Reishay.